Hello, my name's Kate Cooper from the Institute of Leadership and Management. This podcast is a summary of a webinar that we delivered on Monday, the 23rd of March, 2020, part of our Getting Better Working at Home series. The Institute of Leadership and Management considers leadership to be multidimensional. We recognise five dimensions of leadership: authenticity, vision, achievement, ownership, and collaboration. And we've broken down those dimensions into components. Authenticity has eight components, the first one of which is self-awareness. If you want to get better at leading, if you want to get better at relating to and with your colleagues, if you want to be a better manager, whatever it is you want to succeed at in the world of work, a great starting place is self-awareness. Unless you know yourself, you know your values, you know what you stand for, you know how to challenge, how to talk to other people in a way that's not threatening but able to put over your point of view, all of these are components of our authenticity dimension, but self-awareness is the starting point for all of those. All the Institute of Leadership and Management resources are organised around these 49 components and five dimensions. So if ever during the next few weeks you want to focus on one small aspect of leadership and management, you can be sure that the right resources are there for you. We summarise all we think is important about a component in what we call a leadership essential, and then we break that down into at least three subcomponents that we call spotlights. Every component also has a self-administered test, and self-awareness is always free to everybody, so I would encourage you all, after listening to this podcast, do have a go at the scorecard on institutelm.com and see how you get on. I mentioned our component of self-awareness and how we break that down further into spotlights, and I'm going to talk through those three areas which we spotlight on. The first is when you're exploring yourself, wanting to know, especially how you're going to adapt or how you're going to cope, manage and motivate yourself when you're working at home, is to think about your personality. Psychologists believe that the thing about personality is that it's relatively enduring. It stays with us throughout life. And there are so many online tests that you can do, don't have to pay for, and get an insight into your personality. Now, some people resist the idea of personality labelling, as they might see it, for that very reason. They don't want to be labelled. But the great thing about personality tests is, for the majority of us, there is no right or wrong, there is just difference. So take, for example, the MBTI, which is a very well-known personality test instrument. And one of the things it looks at particularly is the degree to which we're extroverted or introverted. This is really important when you think you're at home away from people that you would normally be working with, because it really tells you where you get your energy from. If you're one of those people who likes to talk and think out loud, as it were, the moment something interesting or challenging happens, you've got to talk to somebody about it, you probably are more extrovert than introvert. Introverts do not get their energy from other people. When they've had an intensive period of interaction, they need to recharge their batteries on their own. Now, if we think about meetings, for example, although traditionally you could say that they favour the extroverts, at least all of us have an opportunity to zoom in and out, to reflect and contribute when we've got our thoughts together. If you're on a video conference, much more difficult to do that. But if you're on a telephone conference call, that is so challenging for all of us, but particularly for introverts, because you're having to concentrate so hard. You've got none of the helpful cues that one normally gets when one's interacting with other people, from their body language. All we've got to go on is tone of voice, and that will be very draining if that is not how you get your energy. So do explore personality tests. Do think of them in terms of insights into why I might be different to other people, why they're different to me, and what I can do with that knowledge to make those working relationships better. How you lead, how you prefer to manage is going to be so important at this time. We'll all have a sort of leadership style that we prefer, and that might well be determined by all sorts of experiences in life. I think particularly the sort of head teacher that one had in one's first school will really impact what we think leadership is. And then as we go through life, we see great examples of people that we think are brilliant leaders and others less so. And we think, well, I'll imitate some of that behaviour, and I definitely won't imitate other sorts of behaviour. But if we look at leadership styles as really being on a spectrum from coercive, which is where you just tell people what to do and demand, expect absolute obedience, to what's becoming increasingly popular is a more coaching style. Well, it's not obedience that you're looking for. It's people to arrive at their own solutions, to be empowered to implement their own decisions, and to be encouraged to be better at things than they thought they would be, then you can see most of us will fit somewhere between those two extremes. But when we're not seeing the people that we're managing, when we're not picking up on those important cues, or we're not able to observe how their day is going the way you can in an office, it's very difficult to know what level of supervision, interest those individuals want. When we conducted research on remote teams a few years ago, one of the things that people reported as really not liking was being micromanaged. And we know we shouldn't be micromanaging, but at the same time, other people might not experience a lot of attention as being micromanaged. They might think of it more as somebody being interested in what they're doing, an opportunity to check in, to have their affirmation for the work that they're doing. So the only way you really can tell whether somebody is being left adrift as they see it, or micromanaged as they might experience it, is to ask them, because you're learning to do this new style of leading and management very suddenly without preparation or training. So you've got to get help with it. Do ask the people what works best for them. The final aspect of self-awareness that we think is really important to focus on is that of emotional intelligence. And emotional intelligence is very important to self-awareness, of course, because it's been able to recognise the emotions that you have, where they've come from, why that you might be responding in a certain way to a situation, and just as importantly, to be able to recognise emotions in others. I think sometimes people use a lot of self-knowledge almost as an excuse to behave as they wish. If, for example, you're incredibly self-aware that you never listen properly to what people say, what isn't acceptable is to say, oh, I never listen, that's just me. Everybody else get on with it. Because the impact that your lack of listening has on somebody else is significant. They don't feel heard, for example. They don't feel important enough for you to pay attention to them. So emotional intelligence would say, well, I'll have to do something about this because I recognise the emotions that it's provoking in other people. So self-awareness is all of those things. Understand your personality. Think about your leadership style. Think about how you can adjust that to the circumstances that you find yourself in. Read about emotional intelligence. Again, all of the things I'm talking about now. Just Google free online emotional intelligence questionnaire, and you will certainly find questionnaires that you can complete, some very quick in a few seconds, some taking much longer. So I hope I've emphasised how this knowing yourself is going to inform how well you work at home, to understand what motivates you, what your low spots are, how you energise yourself, and to take advantage of that. And so being self-aware, really helpful for managing those relationships at work, however work is constructed at the moment, but it's also a great insight to how do we share those home workspaces with people we've never shared an office before, such as partners and children, and they're personalities, the way they like to, how you manage their relationships is just as important for being able to manage the situation, be as productive as you can in the circumstances, and remember to look for those things from all your investigations into yourself. Look at those things that give you joy. Please go onto our website, download the resources I've talked about, have a go at the scorecard, and if you get the opportunity, do listen to the longer version of the webinar where you can see the slides and more explanation of the things I've talked about. Thank you for listening.